Good morning, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. The weekend that just ended was filled with peaceful protests against police brutality and racism across the Tampa Bay area. Unlike several days last week, police in Tampa and St. Petersburg did not respond to most of the demonstrations protesting the death of George Floyd by using violence, although the local live streamer Timmy Tuturnt posted video from early this morning in Tampa that he describes as peaceful protesters ambushed and arrested by Tampa police with excessive force. About 68 arrested. Shots can be heard as police are yelling, "Get on the ground." Several demonstrators appear to have difficulty breathing from a gas that was released as well. Meanwhile, in the city where Floyd was killed by police, Minneapolis, a majority of the members of city council say they support disbanding the city's police department. It's an aggressive stance that comes just as the state has launched a civil rights investigation after George Floyd's death. 9 of the council's 12 members appeared with activists at a rally in a city park yesterday afternoon and vowed to end the department under the current system. Council President Lisa Bender said she and other council members are committed to ending policing as we know it. Congressional Democrats are coming out with legislation to overhaul police accountability. Their package is expected today. The Justice in Policing Act would overhaul legal protections for police, create a national database of excessive force episodes, and set new standards for police training. But the AP's Ben Thomas reports Trump administration officials are contesting one of the core tenets of the protests. They deny that police brutality is a result of systemic racism.
No racist police was one of the chants of protesters this weekend.
The outrage that Americans are feeling today about the death of George Floyd is very real. It's very legitimate.
But appearing on ABC's This Week, Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf challenged the refrain.
I do not think that we have a systemic racism problem with law enforcement officers across this country.
There's always the ghost in the room.
Also on ABC's This Week, Congresswoman Val Demings.
We have been fighting systemic racism in this country for 400 years.
A former police chief, Deming says the nation needs to
hold police accountable,
examine training standards and use of force policies, and who exactly is being hired in law enforcement. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Across the country and around the world, protests continued against police violence and racial injustice over the weekend, but the AP's Sagar Magani reports the protests look different than in the past days.
After days of violence, the protests were overwhelmingly peaceful. Several police departments appeared to back off aggressive tactics, like the NYPD, where most officers ditched their riot helmets. Here in Washington, President Trump tweeted yesterday he's ordering National Guard troops to pull out. With leaders hoping the unrest is over, they worry about what comes next. Not violence, but the virus.
I would act as if you were exposed.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo joining calls from Seattle to Atlanta for demonstrators to get tested for COVID-19. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Authorities say a man drove a car at George Floyd protesters in Seattle last night, hit a barricade, then exited the vehicle brandishing a pistol. At least one person was injured. The Seattle Fire Department said the victim was a 27-year-old male who was shot and taken to a hospital in stable condition. Video taken by a reporter for the Seattle Times showed part of the scene in the city's Capitol Hill neighborhood, where demonstrators have gathered for days near a police precinct. New York City is lifting its curfew a day early and a day before it's set to reopen with Phase 1 following its coronavirus shutdown. Here's more from the AP's Julie Walker.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says after a largely peaceful Saturday night, the 8 p.m. curfew no longer seems necessary.
Honestly, I hope it's the last time we will ever need a curfew in New York City.
More than 2,000 people were arrested since the start, but the mayor is looking ahead, focused on healing, reopening, rebuilding.
This is a moment that every New Yorker should celebrate as our achievement together, your achievement, because you did the hard work to fight back the coronavirus so we could get to Phase 1.
Phase 1 reopening for the city includes manufacturing, construction, wholesalers, and retailers with curbside pickup. Julie Walker, New York.
Former NFL receiver Retche Caldwell was fatally shot Saturday night in his hometown of Tampa. Caldwell's mother, Deborah, confirmed her son's death to the Tampa Bay Times. She said police told her they believe her son was ambushed outside his home in a possible robbery attempt. A police report said early in the investigation the shooting does not appear to be a random act. Caldwell starred at the University of Florida and spent 6 seasons in the NFL. Here's the weather for the Tampa Bay area. Today it'll be breezy with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the high 80s. Tonight, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Lows will be in the mid 70s. Tomorrow, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Highs tomorrow in the low 90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on WMNF.org and on the WMNF app.